Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
God is expecting you to try to do something for Him. Hey, it's okay. Genesis 11 verse 4. Tell it soft. Genesis 11 verse 4. Quick. The guy had this thing there. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole world. These are people who want to attempt something great for themselves. Now, it is important as a young boy or a young girl to try and do, hey, come and sit here. To try and do something for God. This is what I'm drumming into your ears. Try and do something for God. Try and attempt, if I say try and attempt, I'm putting two words together. Attempt something for God. Pursue something for God. And it's not just anything, but something great. Great things He has done. Great things He will do. Unto the Lord irradiate, be the glory. Great things is He has done. So in the last session, we looked at what? Attempt to love God. How many of you love Jesus? You love it. If you love Jesus, you will not do something Jesus is not happy about. It's clear. If you love God, you will do what God says. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And he said that this is the first and the greatest commandment. Wow. The first and the greatest commandment is to love God. And I told you that anytime they ask you to attempt something, it means that particular thing is difficult to do. It's difficult. It's difficult to love God. No. If somebody tells you that it is easier to love God, the person has lied to you. It is difficult to love God. Even human beings, it is difficult to love human beings. Otherwise, when people say they love themselves and they marry, there should be nothing like divorce. Yes, it's difficult. When we started going through the characteristics of love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind. Love. You can see that you have not met the requirement yet. So it is difficult to love somebody. To love somebody as yourself. Yeah, that is another thing. To even love somebody like yourself. Love is not boastful. Give it to me, King James. When you look at all the criteria we are talking about love, you have not met it yet. You are nowhere love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunted not itself and is not puffed up. You've not reached. You've not reached at all. You love somebody, you always want to be with the person alone. Alone. That's where boyfriend, girlfriend starts. Alone. Alone. Who has been with somebody alone before? Show by hands. Hey. At the pompo abomo. Alone. Alone. Yeah. School has closed. You and some boy alone. Alone. Next one. Next one. Attempt to fight for God. It's difficult to fight for God, but we are going to attempt to say amen. I say it's difficult to fight for God, but we are going to attempt to say amen. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. I've started preaching. It's 3 o'clock. I'm preaching for 14 minutes. If you talk plenty, I'll add 2 hours to it. Fight the good fight of faith. Let me be here for a while. Fight the good fight of faith. Young people, listen to me. There are foolish fights and there are good fights. Therefore, you are quiet on me. Let me come to my sisters over here. As I'm preaching, you are quiet. I said there are what? Foolish fights and there are good fights. Paul is saying that fight the good fight of faith. Fighting for God is a good fight. And let me tell you, anybody who wants to do well in this life, and the person tries to do the difficult things. Yes. The people who have made it in life, they have subjected themselves to doing the difficult things in this life. They are easier things, but they are difficult things. One of the easiest things to sleep. Eat. Sleep. Eat. Sleep. When you keep eating and sleeping, you won't do well. Eat, sleep, watch TV. Eat, sleep, watch TV. Fail your exams. It's easier to do that. But the people who subject themselves to do the difficulties, they are the people that control the world. They are the people that do well. Fighting over girls is a foolish fight. I'll say it again. When two girls are fighting over a boy, it's a foolish fight. Foolish fight. And the people involved are foolish. Foolish virgins. Matthew 25. Foolish virgins. But when you decide that you are fighting a good fight of faith, fight a good fight of faith. Fight for God. Attempt to fight for God. People fight for other things. I don't want you to grow up fighting for useless things. Yeah. You are fighting for politics. At your age, you know all the terminologies. Yeah, at your age, you discuss politics. It's a foolish fight. Yeah. But when you subject yourself to fight for God, I want you to fight for God. I want you to attempt a fight for God. When we say you are fighting for somebody, it means you are representing the person. The Black Stars, they play for Ghana. Shall I say it again? They do what? 11 people who are chasing ladder on the pitch. But all of them, we say they are Ghanaians. They represent the nation. When they scored those 11 people, they say they scored Ghana. The whole of Ghana, they scored us. As you decide to fight a good fight, you are representing God. And you cannot represent God and fail. Shall I say it again? My friend, why the jollof is too much. Sorry. Hey, Muhammad, sorry, how are you? Hey! You have gone to eat jollof and come. You have gone to bed. It's difficult to fight. Life itself is a warfare. Life. I say life is what? Life is what? A warfare. And if you can understand this scripture, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. You do well. Fight the good fight of faith. Give me Jude 3. Jude 3. Because your bishop is Jude, I have to quote a scripture in Jude so that as I've come, I like this scripture. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend. Another word for fight is contend. To contend. To contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. To still remain a Christian, it takes warfare. Yeah. By the time you are turning 18 years, if you are still a Christian, it means you have fought a certain fight to remain a Christian. Yes. Look at my face. I'm about to close. To remain a Christian, by the time you are getting married at the age of 28 and you are still a Christian, it means that you have fought certain fights. I don't know whether you're understanding the preaching I'm preaching. Are you understanding it? I'll break it down. Don't worry. Yeah. You don't need to do anything to go to hell. At all. But you have to do everything, including fighting, to remain a Christian and for your salvation to be intact. How do you get it? You have to fight a certain fight. He said, they contend endlessly for the faith. You must fight for a certain faith. Because if we leave this church to you, in few years to come, you will change so many things. May never be your time that things will be changed in this church. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, which was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the same. Bishop Dark Hayward Mills is holding a certain faith, and that faith is being delivered to you. You must earnestly contend for it. Hold it. Fight for it. Hey, this world, people fight for things. Look, to win election, it takes fight. That's how come they shoot and things during election. You want to win election and you are just sitting down.
Able Kuma South, have they voted already? What of Ayawaso West Wogon?
You want to win election in Ayawaso West Wogon? You have to go and see how Akumsi. Shoot, pay. You win. No, you win. Anything in this world, it takes fight. To pass your exam, you need to fight for it. If you don't want to fight, you just have to sleep. You wake up. 13%.
Yeah.
When I was in primary school, they taught us a poem. I'm not remember this teacher who used to teach us the poem. Oh yeah, last night I told you about the teacher who used to teach us the poem. He taught us about this poem. I can remember because it's a sensible poem. I've not forgotten that poem, and I've not forgotten the words. The poem says that the height that great men reach and kept weren't attained by a sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, kept on toiling upwards in the night. I've not forgotten that poem. All like 20 froggies went to school. Down beside the rush. 20 little kutongi. 20 vessel I think. Master Abu Frog. Call the froggies in there. Poem about frog. Where are we sending it? Poems about frogs. 20 froggies went to school. Down beside the rush. 20 little kutongi. And you see that during this poem recital, the boys at the back, they don't say 919, 92, then the girls will say 18, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 99, 99, 99. Those boys at the back. Then these school preferred girls. 717, 7240, 7321, 7428, 7535, 7640, 7749, 7. Hey! Those guys, they know, they, but our boys at the back, they don't tuck in their t-shirt. Hey! Every song, they spoil it. Day by day, dear Lord of these three things, I pray. To see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Our boys at the back. Day by day, dear Lord of these three things, I pray. To see thee more, love thee more, follow thee more. Every day. But this poem the teacher taught us, the height that great men reach and kept, weren't attained by a sudden flight. These great men, they didn't just fly. If you see a pastor preaching, the pastor didn't just fly. It was not a sudden flight. If you see somebody doing something great, the person didn't just fly. It wasn't a sudden flight. But they, while their companions slept, there is a point where people sleep. I'm reading a book on my iPad called The Mystery of Sleep. Hey, if you read that book, you sleep again. Hey, since I read that book, when I'm about to sleep, cry, I'm wondering whether I'm doing something bad. The way the man explained sleep with scriptures, he spoke about the 10 virgins when they slept. Then he also spoke about Jonah when Jonah slept. Then he also spoke about the man who saw and slept and an enemy came to sow tares. Then he also spoke about those two women who gave birth and one slept on the other one's child. When I read the book, I said, sleep is not good, though. But you like sleeping. God is calling you today to fight for him. God is calling you. I know you fight for Manchester United. I know you fight for Chelsea. And you fight for Liverpool. But God is calling you to fight for him. Yeah. I know you fight for your school. Some of you, we dare not mention your math teacher's name. Hey, who says Sir Gideon doesn't teach well? Who told you, Sir Gideon? The whole world. Hey. The way you can brag about your school, our school is an international school. Hey, today,
Let me tell you the truth.
English language teaches us that anything international, it is in more than two countries, more than one country, between nations, international. If your school is at Alajo, that's the only place your school is. Your school is not even in Togo. And your headmaster tells you it's an international school. He has lied to you. Go back for your school fees. Enayeko International School. Montessori International. Star of the East International School. Ubuwa. Obuwa. The school is only in Alajo. In our church, UD, we can say UD is an international church. It is in more than 90 countries. Do you know 90 countries? What do you know that is in 90 countries? Hey! I don't know why you are not clapping. UD, international, when we begin to count the countries, one of the fights you must fight, number one, is to fight to have your quiet time. Write it down. Fight to have your quiet time. It's a difficult thing to have your quiet time. Very difficult to have your quiet time. Young people, I'm telling you the truth today. Samson, sit down. I am telling you the truth today. You must fight to have your quiet time. It is very difficult to wake up in the morning and pick your Bible and read. Yeah. If any pastor tells you that having your quiet time is easy, that pastor has lied to you. Yes. Quiet time is difficult. There are pastors who don't even have their quiet time. Having quiet time requires a lot of strength. It takes a lot of fight to have your quiet time. I'm telling you. You can ask any serious Christian around. Most people do not have their quiet time. Hey, most people don't have their quiet time. Most Basenta leaders don't have their quiet time. Most pastors don't have their quiet time. Most choristers don't have their quiet time. So for you to have your quiet time, it must be a fight between your flesh and your spirit. Yeah. Quiet time, man. You must attempt to fight your flesh to have your quiet time. Yeah. And if you cannot wage that war here, you can live for 10 years. You will never, never, never have your quiet time, let alone open your Bible. Because as you have come to church, there's screen. This church alone, there are three screens. One, two, three. There will be no motivation for you to have a Bible. There will be no motivation. I dare to say that there are people sitting down here who don't have Bibles. There are people sitting down here right now who don't have Bibles because there are screens. Look at my face. I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I'm working it now. Self-teachers, children's pastors, you must inspect Bibles. When is your birthday? Instead of telling your mother to buy you pizza and that drink, how do they call it? No, it's not Calipo. It's milky. Eh? It's not vitamin. Eh? Hollandia. Hollandia. That's my drink. Hollandia. Instead of telling your mother to buy you pizza and Hollandia, tell your mother to buy you a Bible. Yeah. I will not explain to you how much I bought this. If I tell you how much I bought this thing I'm holding, you will say, I don't know what to use my money for. Yeah. If I tell you how much I bought this iPad for, I will look foolish in your eyes. Say, so for no name the ordinary sick I bear home. Yeah. But I know what it means when I don't hold this thing. Yeah. My whole spirituality is dependent on this. My songs are on this. My Bibles are on this. My books are on this. Everything that will make me spiritual, that will enhance my spirituality, they are on this. You are never concerned you don't have a Bible. If I start doing spot check right now, there are people who don't have Bible, but they've been able to buy t-shirts, and they are wearing. The t-shirt is more important to you. The excursion in your school is more important to you than having a Bible. Go back to the scripture that says that teach it to them diligently. Deuteronomy 6. Your parents are supposed to be in charge of your spirituality. Your parents. But the irony is that they themselves are not spiritual. Yeah. They themselves. Look. Let me ask a question. How many of you, tell me the truth. How many of you, true, you have seen your father pray in the house before? Lift up your hand. You have seen your father praying. Look at the number. Put your hand. How many of you have seen your mother praying? Your mother. As for the women there, Erade. Sadan BBS. And usually our mothers, their prayers are midnight. How many of you know that they are midnight? Because that woman, she heard the sun is smoking, so that's how you pray. Yeah. You must fight to have your quiet time, a consistent quiet time. Because you love the Lord, you would like to have an intimate relationship with God. When you love God, you will have an intimate relationship with God. You don't seem to understand what I'm preaching. Yeah. When I wake up, my first is to locate my Bible. Yeah. For some time now, I've been having my quiet time from the book of Timothy. I'm trying to find out. When Timothy was a young pastor, I am trying to find out what Paul told him. Because I'm also a young pastor. I'm trying to find out what, you see, the thing is that when they make you a pastor, it means you don't know how to be a pastor. So when they make you a pastor, you are now coming to learn how to be a pastor. You don't understand? Come. What class are you in now? Basic six. When will you go to form one?
Next year.
How many of you know that if we promote this boy to form one, Stanley, this is form one. If he enters form one, how many of you know that he doesn't know anything in form one? He's now going to learn the things in form one. That's how it is. When they appointed you a pastor today, it means that you don't know how to be a pastor. You are now learning from today how to be a pastor. So I told myself that no, I have to learn what Paul told Timothy when Timothy was a young pastor. Because some people feel that when they make you a pastor today, it means it's a title, you have arrived. No. They made me reverend. What must a reverend do? How does a reverend behave? This morning, I went for a wedding. As I went, Charlie, you see, when the groom is coming, you see these boys who dance, and I saw one guy dancing, and then I remember, I say, those days. Then as I was sitting there, I was in my clerical. I said, what this boy is doing, I can't do it. No, I can't do. Reverend, you are concerned. You can't do. Man of God, even as I was going, I have to walk in a certain way. No, you can't misbehave. Do you understand? Man of God, you've gone home. They are sharing food. You have taken some. Yeah. They should give you sausage too. Started chewing in front of people. No. Even if you're hungry, you don't have to. There's something we call ministerial ethics. And you have to learn it. Last month, I'll show you something. You see, clap for Bishop Dahiwad Mills. Clap for Bishop Dahiwad Mills. Last month, I went to Achimota Mall. Achimota Mall, the person me Jimmy name me call. I went there with my wife. As we're there, we're going to enter. Then we saw a pastor. How do I know he's a pastor? He was in clerical. A man. Me, I didn't even take note. It was my wife who prompted me. A man. Then he brought out polythene bag. Outside. You see, if you go to the mall, there's a place that people sit to eat. Then there is the outer place. The man was sitting there and he took a polythene bag and poured the money in the polythene bag. He was in clerical. Then another lady reverend, a woman, also in clerical, also came. And they were straightening the money, one city. They were straightening it at the mall, in that public place. They were straightening the money. You could see it was one city, two cities. A woman said five cities, they are flashing. I was watching them. And I say, how on earth can you do this? You can't go home to go and share that money. You have to, and I said, this is the reason they insult pastors. And the way the money, you can see that a crop for offering now. Also, you see how you are giving offering? One city, you know, Sunday school for more the assessor, then so they have to straighten it. When they finish, then they share. They were wearing collar. And I say, thank God for Bishop Dakiwood Mills. There's something we call ministerial ethics. Ethics. You don't want to learn. Number two, fight to read Christian books. Fight it. If I show you the number of books on this thing, you'll be shocked. Sit down. If I show the number of books on this thing, you'll be shocked. Many of you don't read. That's why your grammar is bad. You don't speak good grammar. Bad English. Are you still here with me? Or you've gone home? Yeah. We are blessed to be in the church where our pastor writes books. But you don't read. You read Daily Graphic. If you read Daily Graphic or you read Junior Graphic, it is not an achievement. You are not attempting a great thing for God. You are rather attempting great thing for yourself. When I was in Tamale, pastoring our church in Tamale, a parent came to see me. She has a testimony. And I said, what is the testimony? He said, today, she noticed that her son can read Daily Graphic. So I said, she should go home. It's not an achievement. She was looking at, I said, it's not an achievement. If your son can read Daily Graphic, but your son cannot read Bible, is that an achievement? When at all is Daily Graphic going to change that boy's life? Yeah. But it's not easy to be in my church. If I'm your pastor, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy for your parents, and it's not easy for you yourself, the church myself. Hey! When? Christian books. Are you saying the books here, when you read, you will not understand? You will understand. You will understand these books. You will understand. Classics. Hey, who said it was in classics? Come. Go and bring one of the books from there. Go and bring it. When you read this book, you will understand. It changes your mind. Yeah. These books are, bring it. Read what is there. Read the title.
Name it, claim it, and take it.
Name it, claim it, take it. Are you saying you can, if you stand up in the morning, confession for bearing fruit, yes?
Confession for bearing much fruit. I am fruitful in every aspect of my life.
Have you seen it? I am fruitful in every aspect of my life. In the name of Jesus, I am fruitful. I declare I am fruitful in every aspect of my life. I am fruitful in my education. Yes, next one.
I am fruitful spiritually.
I am fruitful spiritually. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am fruitful spiritually. I am not a barren boy. In Jesus' name. Next one.
I am fruitful physically. I have no problem with childbearing or fertility.
Is this boy not able to read this book? So why can you not read this thing? Why can you not subject yourself, fight yourself to read this book? Hold it. Why can you not read it? Why? And you are reading the pregnant virgin. You are reading the disobedient landlord. How does a disobedient landlord affect your spirituality? The troublesome landlord. When we were growing up, these are the storybooks where pregnant virgin, disobedient landlord, wicked stepmother. Every stepmother bia is wicked. Hey! You have stereotyped us. Every stepmother bia is wicked. So even if God blesses you with a good stepmother, because of those storybooks you have read, you told yourself that your stepmother is wicked. What are the titles in your age? What books? In your age, you don't read. What? No sweetness here. Hey! It's a book. Human being wrote it. I lost Anansi in love with. Anansi in the land of idiots. If you read such a storybook, why will you be wise? If Anansi is in the land of idiots, when will you be wise? Hey. Rather than taking it, I name it in Jesus' name. I claim it in Jesus' name. I take it in Jesus' name. As you even pray this prayer, demons will even be afraid of you. Fight to read Christian book. Church growth. Those who forget. Those who forget will teach you that when you forget your mother, it's a sin. One child in my church, she told the mother that if he grows up and he becomes a rich man, he will not look after the mother. I called him. They were knocking me. I said, number one, you are not rich. You are not rich yet. Who told you are also going to be rich? Yeah, those who forget. Formula for humility. Spiritual dangers. Spiritual dangers will teach you against fornication. Spiritual dangers will teach you against what? Fornication. Boyfriend, girlfriend, stupidity. It will teach you against it. Yeah. Spiritual dangers will teach you that if you sleep with somebody who you are not married to, a lot of demons enter you. Go and bring that book. Go and bring it. Go and bring it. Demons. 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 That is why a lot of young girls who fornicate, they don't respect. They are very arrogant. If you see a child who is abnormally arrogant, that child is having boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, and somebody is chopping her. Yeah. If you're an adult, watch out. A child that is abnormally arrogant, a girl who is up, she's seeing things you are not seeing. Yeah. This book, Spiritual Dangers, it will deliver you from such stupidity. Oh, let me preach with strength. Yeah. Fornication will destroy your soul. Fornication will destroy your body. As you are engaging in fornication, by the time you are turning 21 years, your breast has become like chalewate. Yeah. Sit down. Your breast has become like chalewate. You don't understand so many things. Spiritual dangers. Why won't you read such a book? Why won't you read this book? You are reading other things. The book I mentioned about ministerial ethics, it is just like ketsy for boys and girls. Yeah. It's just like ketsy for how to behave in public. Most of you don't know how to behave in public. You see people's stupidity when they say the food is buffet. You know buffet. Serve yourself. That is where people's foolishness and idiocracy magnifies. Hey! Because he's not paying for the food. He has heaped it like this. He can't eat too. heaped like this. Buffet also means that go and eat. If you are not satisfied, you come and take another one. Buffet also means that. Hey, buffet, you take jollof, you take kwache, you take plain rice, you take fried rice, you take beans, you take chicken, you take spaghetti, you take salad, you take garri, you take plantain. They give you yam, fried yam, boiled yam, you take egg, and you take fish. Or all the things, you take some. All Nation Baptist Church. Because it's not your money. But if you were the one who cook it and you were buying it, Patrick, my mommy beans, me pay gari, why? Me pay gari. My beans, one CD, 50 pesos. Yeah. Spiritual. Look at another one there. How to pray. How to pray. It will teach you how to pray. How to pray. You are a young girl. Pray. Pray. And I don't think some demons are following me. They are, you are the one the demon is looking for. Demons don't worry your parents. Who. No. Your parents. No. Why would demon come and worry your mother? You are the one the demon is looking for. You are the one the demon wants to spoil your life. Your mother, she will not become a medical doctor. If she doesn't have, your mother, her future is now. That's her future. Her future has come. This is her future. Or you don't get what I'm saying. But you have a future. You have 30 more years in front of you. Your mother, she doesn't have any future again. This is her future. Next one. Fight to pray. We are talking about good fight. Fight to pray. You two, are you a carpenter? Why are you holding nail? Give it to me. Are you a carpenter? Hey, mommy, where are you going? Sit down. Will be on yourself. Fight to do what? To pray. Most children don't pray. A lot of children. 98.9% of children do not pray. You don't pray. But I want to tell you that if there are evil spirits, those evil spirits, they are after children. Yes. You are going to school. You don't pray. How will you understand when your teacher teaches you? You are moving from class 5 to class 6. The desk you are going to sit on, you have not gone to pray over the desk. And you have sat on it. You came home weekends. You have gone back to school on Monday. You don't know what has happened. Hey! Come. Follow me. You to follow me. Spiritual exercises. Remember. Why don't you sit here? You are fighting. Sit here. Pray. In Acts 12, there was a small girl called Rhoda who went for prayer meeting. When we call for prayer meeting in this church, we should see young people here praying. Yeah. You always want to watch things on screen. This flow we do, Tuesdays and Fridays. You don't join. You don't join. You don't join. When your mother is praying, say, man, Pacho Duma, then I hear the day of my son. I hear the day of my son. Yeah. You don't pray. If I ask some of you join flow prayer meeting, show my hands. You join flow, lift up your hand. Media, Reverend, may I hear that the flow is for pastors and bishops only? Only pastors and bishops are so. It's not for pastors and bishops. There are even pastors who don't pray. There are pastors who don't pray. And woe is unto you when your pastor doesn't pray. Hey, your pastor. The one that is your spiritual something, he doesn't pray. Hey, your pastor doesn't pray. When are you going to pray? It means one day when we make you a lady pastor, an LP, you have not learned how to pray. You have become an LP over our children. It means our children go to hell. Yeah. Fight to pray. Fight to do what? To pray. Prayer is fight, oh. Hey! Anytime you begin to pray, recently I told myself that I'm going to lock myself up in the room to pray. I started Mandolobo Shandabrana, Kimanara, and so as I start praying, I saw that the door, I have a room where I pray. It's not the bedroom, it's not the hall. The door open. I should see, who was it? My son has come to look at me like they started laughing. And he has come to sleep on the floor. That was the end of the prayer meeting. Ah, yes. How do you pray in that environment? He's not living, he has come. He's also not praying. He's scattering things out. How do you pray in such environment? Yeah. You must fight. So you have to wake up midnight. When those people are asleep, midnight. Are you not sure that your father will be happy when your father enters your room? Mandelebe Siri andaba, Kima Sandorobo Si andaba. I pray for my mommy. I pray for my daddy. I pray for my. Are you sure your father will not be happy with you? Are you sure your father will not? Every normal father whose brain is working well will be happy with such a child. But your father enters and you are watching pornography on your iPhone. May God deliver you. I said, may God deliver you. I said, may God deliver us. Fight to pray. Fight to pray. Holiday. Your friends are going to beach. Lock yourself in the room. Pray. 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 Pray.
So, reverend, this prayer that you say we should be praying, we'll be praying for who? And we'll be praying for what?
You don't know what to pray for. Come and see your pastor. He will give you prayer topics. Yeah. Next one. Fight to listen to Christian messages. Preaching messages. Fight to listen to preaching messages. Fight to listen to preaching messages. I still here. Yeah. On my iPad, I have my podcast. In my podcast, my messages are here.
Outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching of.
Those type of things, holiness is real because it's a special, everybody is into that. So when you stay away from it, you become holy and true. So it's possible. So we need to decide that as a young person, I can have holiness and truth. And God can give you and will give you the keys to live a holy life. Look, you cannot be in the ministry and do immoral things.
Are you hearing it? You cannot be a young person and be immoral. Teachers are pressing your breast. Headmasters are pressing your buttocks. You cannot be a young person and live an immoral life. That's what Bishop Dag is saying. I'm just repeating what he's saying. If you have a problem, go and see him. Yeah. You must fight. You see, when you hear these things, it will teach you that when your class teacher touches your breast, it's not normal. Before the teacher touches your breast and turn, he should leave with a slap. That slap, he can never report you to anybody. He cannot beat you. Say, you touch my breast. Bam! There are some There are some things, they need rapid response. Now you go and tell your mother, please, say Andrew, touch my breast. They call me thing. Hey, me, hold me. Me that teach you mass. How will I touch your breast? They call PTA meeting. They plenty. But if you are an immoral girl, say, the Bible say, whatever you do to the left, do it to the right. Say, please, oh, please, oh, I don't want problem. This thing you have touched, come and touch here to us, say, I'm warning you. Say, Andrew, please, oh. That is why by the time you are turning 17 years, you have 8 children with 9 fathers. Yeah. 8 children with 9 fathers. You see your auntie whose breast is like A4 sheet. It is that life she led. I don't preach. It's okay. Come. I'm actually preach. Fight. Look, the world is full of fighting. Yeah. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight. Young girls, young boys, fight Sakawa. Fight Superbet. Fight it. Oh no, you are there, you are doing Superbet. Yeah. One of my church members, I found him at a funeral. Saturday by this time. He requested for beer. Hey! Go back. Sons of Zebedee. One of my church members, I found him. Oh, sit down. I found him at a funeral by this time. He requested for beer and sausage. Beer and sausage. And you. Sweating beer, chilled beer. When you look at him, he has body. So the people thought it was his father who died. So they served him. He was about to drink and I met him. I said, stand up and let's go. Since then, he's a human being. Hey. Funeral that has not concerned you. You only saw the poster in your area. Yeah. Mr. John Esiedu. You went for that funeral. Wash your black, wash your fat tray. You pamper cho. Muna mufri at table bunu. Pacho yebe serve mo matin. Mo jollof no. Afre na alajo for mo yeti serve alajo for na serve mo matin. Pacho yo ye bawa. Hey, fight to listen. Let me tell you, in this world, your life changes by the things you hear. That is why people who go to school, they are different from people who don't go to school. The things you hear affect your life. Hebrews, Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You become a better person by the number of things you hear. When you hear bad things, you turn out to be a bad child. When you hear good things, you turn out to become a better person. As you listen to preaching, as you soak messages, you become a better person. I'm telling you. Yeah. You become a better person by the things you hear. You don't want to be a better child. You don't want to be a good child. Try and listen. Listen to preaching. Listen to anointing, anointed field preaching. You'll see that you'll be different from your classmates. It was a preaching I was listening to. And I built a house. Oh, it's a preaching. It's a preaching. My classmates, they are there. Yesterday I told you that when I was in school, I wasn't the best student. I've never received award, speech and prize giving day. They don't even choose. I'm not part of the nominees. It's my wife who received award. She has some best student, something. I wasn't a best student. Maybe if they call me for best student, I'll be shocked. I've seen that they've stolen the thing for me. They've never chosen me before. All that I need is C to pass. I don't have time for this A plus, A plus. Many times, say A plus, A plus, I'm not saying A plus is not good. If you get A plus, it's good. If you have the brain to do A plus, it's good. Yeah. Listen. People who listen, they become better people. May you be a listener of messages. Oh, your amen is weak, oh, Abeka. I said, may you be a listener of messages. This iPhone your father has given you, you can subscribe to podcast. As we are doing podcast, other people are doing pornography. Podcast and pornography, they look the same, but they are not the same. Yeah. You are into the podcast. Yeah. You are spiritually inclined. Because one day you'll be the lady pastor. I can assure you, this church, as we are here, small, no, we make you by center leader. Small, no. One day, no, you see that we say, we are appointing you a pastor. As you stay here, one day we'll make you a pastor. One day. But pray that we don't make you a pastor when there's nothing in your head. As a pastor, we'll make you. We'll make you. We are in June, July. Next month, August, they are going to make LP, Hannah LP. Richard is going to be a pastor. They are going to make them pastors here. We will make you a pastor. What does it take to make? We can make you pastor tomorrow morning, if you like. Tomorrow Sunday, come. We can even make you reverend. We can make you Episcopal sister tomorrow morning. But pray that after the time we are making you a pastor, you are not a fool. There must be something in your head. There must be. The exams, you can write the exams and pass. Yeah. A Rastafarian can come and write the exams and pass. Who told you those who fornicate? They are not sensible. They are sensible. There are people who fornicate and smoke. They are very intelligent than some of you who even pray. When they write the exams with you, they will pass. We'll make them pastors. But pray that as we are making you a pastor, there must be something in your head. Fight. It is not normal to listen to messages. Next one. Fight to listen to good Christian music. Fight it. My iPad, I have good Christian music on it. A lot. Yeah. A lot. Yeah. What do you listen to? What do you listen to? Yeah, this is Sissy Winers. Yeah. This is a good music. Why will you sleep with a song? You don't even hear the words. Yeah. You don't even hear the words. Those are the things you listen to. Rubbish. Toilet songs. Toilet. Hey, this thing that came, Buga, Obia Yebi. Some video came out of some small girl B who was doing this. I think it was some graduation B. Hey, the way the girl was dancing, the mates didn't even know what to do. To a committee, oh, she tried. Can that girl dance in church? How many of her age mates can dance like that in church? Let's be serious. The song, let me tell you, any bad song you have on your phone, go and delete it. Go and delete it. Go and delete it. Go and delete it. Delete it. And get good music on your phone.
My boyfriend said he doesn't like those Christian things.
Your boyfriend, he will send you to hell. Since he doesn't like those Christian things, he will send you to hell. Yeah. Hey. I don't like what you are doing. Come and sit down here. You have come for the conference. Look at what you are doing. Sit by auntie. Yeah. Fight. Look, most of the areas in you men, they sound better than the Christian song. That's how I stand that a lot of the Christian songs, or anything Christian, it is only in church that things don't work well in church. It's only in church. The area saying you before the beat even starts, you can hear the clarity and the crisp sound. Gospel musicians. Gospel, one line. Listen to people like Hillsong. Yeah. Listen to people like Darling Check. I'll show you. I'll show you. By the grace of God, our prophet, is also a composer of song. Yeah. And you can find any song at all to listen to. A lot of songs. Where you go, you can get a lot of songs to listen to. It is difficult to listen to Christian music. That is why you must fight and attempt to listen to them. Yeah. Yeah. How many of you are learning something in this conference?
Yeah.
Fight it. Those who are running around, are they part of the conference? Teachers, help me. Or they came to exercise. Let them come in. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah.
Yeah.
Fight the good fight of faith. What's the first thing you must fight for? Number one, fight to have your quiet time. What's the second thing? Fight to read Christian book. Third one, fight to pray. Hey, anytime you want to pray, demons are fighting you. What's the next one? Fight to listen to preaching messengers. Next one, fight to listen to good Christian music. Next one, fight to attend church activities. Church, you must fight to be in church. How many of you know that when it gets to Sunday, there is some special tiredness Sunday morning? Yeah. Special tiredness on a Sunday morning. I'm about to close so that we can go. People have eaten jollof and if you can look at how he's sleeping. Yeah. Fight to be in church. Fight to be a church girl. Fight to be a church boy. Fight it. When we were growing up, there used to be a TV series called A Journey to the West. Is it A Journey to the West? Shifu. Sunday morning, church time, that's when they show it. Hey! And I think they don't repeat. It's only Sunday morning. Yeah. But even in that, we fought it. Shifu. Now, I can go and download Shifu anywhere and listen and watch. But in those days, it came to waste our time. Yeah. And now I even hear that in your school, you go for Sunday classes. Yeah. Sunday classes. What are you people looking for? Sunday classes, Sunday extra classes, Sunday extra, extra classes. What are you looking for? Yeah. Fight to be a church boy. Offer. Attempt great things. Stand up. Hey, Charlie, are you sure you came for the conference? Yeah. I pray that you begin to fight for God. You begin to fight as a young, because you see, fighting is a characteristic of young people. It's young people who fight. Real fight is young people who have seen your father fighting with somebody's father before. Fight blow to blow on the floor, like the way I caught these two people. Look at them, like the way I caught these two people. Blow to blow. No, you hardly. No. It doesn't happen. It's children who do that. So channel that strength into fighting for God. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Everybody, lift up your hands. You see, you are happy we are coming to close. Lift up your hands. Kaba soka. Begin to pray. Pray. Kasi kerebe satoraba. Yes. Pray that the love of God will be in your heart. Pray. Kabo satabrande. Kabo sirianda bo sakatabaya. Mandelebe siria katoriabe. Yes, Lord. Ma korabaya, mandelebe sandoria, kabaso katoria basike, mandolobo sikelebe, kabo sakatekele mandia, mekebe setelebe, maso kabalabandaba. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands. Keba sokaba. Are you praying? Yes. Kebo sake. Kebo sanabo lakandebe. Yes, Lord. Nobody should go out. Teachers, help me. Nobody should go out.
Yes. Pray that you be a God lover. Kabe sendelebe. Kemo sandelebe kabaya. Rabandolobo siriande kebe. Kabando sataba. Bale kebe. Zato libaha. Yambo sande kale kaliso. Male koriyama zantabro siria. Let the love of Christ. Let the love of Christ be in our hearts. Cause us to attempt great things for you. Cause us to attempt great things for you. Lord, may we live our lives loving you. May we live our lives doing exploit for you. Help us to attempt great things for you, Lord. Lord, lead us to fight for you, to stand for you, to wrestle for you. In the name of Jesus, may every child here be a fighter. May every child here be a lover of Christ. Como sikebe, rimolobo sandoria, mandolobo siketelebe, ribolobo sandebe sekelebe. Ah, sandolobo sataba, lekebe sakoria, mayondolobo siria kalebe. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Touch us. Kebo saka, masoria kalebe. Me kotoribo sakataba. Ribolobo sakatelebe. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Kabo sike. Mandolobo simadaba. Kabanda bradaba librusadaba. The presence of God is in this place. The Holy Spirit is here now. 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 Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. Yes. Kadobo sandebe satabrandabo. Rimbolobo sandebe. Hey, hey. All these people come. All these people come. All the people here come. Bring them. All the people here come. Come. Yes. Yes. Those boys at the back. Bring them. The little ones, all the little ones in that region, bring them. Come. Come. Lift up your hands. Face me. Come and stand here. Lift up your hands. Yes. Lift up your hands. Yes. Koma sikebe. Malobo satabrandelebe. May you grow and attempt great things for God. Yes. May you grow and love God. Thou shalt teach thy children diligently. May the love of Christ be in your heart. Kabo sata brandi. Yes. You will not depart from it. You will fight for the Lord. You will do exploit for the Lord. Maso kandebe sandaba. Libo sikendebe satoria. Mako ribo sakatabaya. Yes. Yes, Lord. Touch your sons and daughters. For in the last days you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Mato kasiba. Malebe sandoria. Kaba. Lift up your hands. Yes. Kebolobo satebe. Ribolobo kaba satabaya. You will not go wayward with your life. Yes. You know the Lord. You know the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You know the Lord. Manobo sikebeya. Rakaba satabaya. Mekatoria basikendebe. Malobo sirianda bole kalia. Touch your sons and daughters. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be anointed. Mako sakabalaba. Meko sokotoriane. Yes. Kosokotoria. Meka sokotoria basikebea. And I will wait
Jesus. Blessings. Yaakov, Simei, Hemelebe Satoria. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mato Rabbi. Where is it on?
In the beauty of your holiness. Lord, I thirst for you. Lord, I thirst for you.
Father, we bless you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sit down.
Wait on you. Father,
may you fight for God. Young boys and girls, may you grow up fighting for God. I said, may you grow up fighting for God. You should not be at a place that they are talking about God in a negative way. And you are contributing. Yeah. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'll be preaching here. And we are ending. So soon we are ending. But tomorrow, we start early. Do we have anointing oil in this church? I'll be praying for you tomorrow. Look, if you have a friend, invite them. Tomorrow, I want you to bring a special seed. You write on it, I am God lover. I am what? Yeah. Why are the teachers? Teachers, I need you first. Why are the teachers? All teachers, please come.
Jesus, I want to be more like, I want to be more like Jesus.
Want to be like, no, oh, no. Madam, I've not told you what you should do there. Hey, hey. Hey, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Teacher, you see, your ministry must cross Abeka. What road that you have picked to come in? You are angry in the car. You see, a bufono your type so. Unse, if you come up from Range Rover, a bufono a different chain trotro. Pray that God will prosper us. Teachers, look, desire a good life. Oh, no, desire a good life. God will prosper you. God will prosper you. God will prosper you. You do well. Because I keep asking God that, how come I'll take care of other people's children? And I'm asking you for something you won't give me. How? So it also depends whether you are doing the thing well from your heart or not. That's why I tell people that if you are not doing, you just resign. Go and do Econ Stars. Econ Stars, only how. All you have to do is hold some placard. Welcome to this church. You hold it for 20 minutes. Everybody sit inside. Then you throw the rest away. Sandy, you come and hold it. But if you say you are taking care of the children, chale. So, mother, how much can you put into this envelope? 100. So all of us should do 100. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Wherever you pass to get this money, may the Lord give you enough to spend and to spare. May the Lord answer that prayer that you are requesting him to do. By virtue of this offering, may the Lord touch you and bless you in Jesus' name. Tomorrow, I'll pray for you, teachers. Tomorrow, come. I'll pray for you. Please take your seat. Children.
I love you.
Children of the Lord.
I love
you. Children of the Lord. All white church people, come. White church, come. White church is 12 years and above, come. White church, come. Tomorrow, this I'll be praying for you. White church, come. If you are 12 years and above, come. White church, 12 and above. Reverend Kwame, I see you. This is why church. Yeah. Look, it shouldn't be. Hey! Why?
Software neighbor preach here, program message here. A battery cry.
A battery. I'm a preacher, I just walking out. Hey. I say, vous nous levons à l'école. Tous son église à la tableau de les pantalons. The friend, what does he mean? My friend teacher, he died recently. Yeah. Tomorrow you are bringing your. Listen. It's possible to attend university. Yeah, don't settle for SHS. This free SHS, don't settle for it. Tomorrow you are bringing this seed. Hold it. Kabo Sataba. I'm giving you prophetic seed. Kema Sotabaya. Yes. Yes. Pastor, me, this envelope you are giving, I don't get money, I don't bring it. No, don't worry. Kema Sotabaya. Kibu Santa Bandaba. Kibu Siaba. Give me envelopes. Give me envelopes. Kabu Siyandi. Kibu Santa Bandaba. Kema Sokali Bruno Robosuya. Kibu Santa Brand. Envelopes, please. Keleba Santa Brand. 25 to 50. Kambo Sataba. 25 to 50. Kerebo Sia. Yes. 25 to 50. Kema Suriande. Kebolobo Sandabaya. By the time you are hitting 25 years, you would have been settled by then. Yeah. Yeah. Most people have their lives destroyed before 25. Yeah. If you make it in life, if you don't get it right by 25, that is why even university, if you are, that's why 20 university, if you are going after 25, they call you mature student. Those mature students, they just give their assignment to people to do for them. I'm a bedtime. Because na kan mami le dey fe mature e hanji. So when is he going to sit and learn? When I was in school, there was one of these women in my group. Oh, if they give her, they will call me. Brian, ma, me patro wo ho. My teacher said, one my assignment be, me send you scan water. Yeah, he pay me, then I do the assignment for him. Yeshika, I don't care, she time me kashin square. Yeah, I hear 25. You make it before 25. I said, you make it before 25. Ah, you have... You are by 25, you are still in SHS. Your life is spot. Yeah. Put in into this envelope. Put in 25 CDs. 25 CDs. 25 CDs. Read my list. 25. Unya. Unya 25. No. Ubenya. I said now, oh, yes, no. Ozofwe bini fiole. 25 egbe wa adu e. No, I'm not saying that I'm going still. Tomorrow, I'll pray a certain prayer for you. By the time your mates are struggling by 25, you have by 25, I started building. I started building by 25. Yeah. I finished building by 28 and I married 28. When I left honeymoon, we went to my house straight. We didn't go. I didn't use my beautiful wife to go and rent. Compound house is when you are scrappy. And I had a auntie Abena want to treat her high year. When I saw one prayer, I said by 25, you will buy land. Yeah. Yeah. Reverend, I'm waiting for some rich man to come and marry me. Hey, when will rich man come and marry you? Where is the rich man coming from? Lift your hands up.
Osafwe neka 25 grand. A best serious.
Me in best serious. But no best serious. I believe more than you people you believe. 25. Even if you have to put coins, add coins together 25. Add it. And bring it tomorrow. Pastor Richard, tomorrow I'm going to share for 30 minutes. The rest is prayers. Prayers. Be blessed. Go and sit down. J Church, come. J Church is between 7 to 11. Come. 7 years to 11 years. Come. Yeah. These are the real church members. Yeah, they are the real girls. Yeah.
So beautiful.
Cable Satan. So beautiful.
Jesus.
Oh, says, you are beautiful to me.
So hey,
you are not in church.
Beautiful.
Go ahead, sit
down. So beautiful.
How old are you?
So beautiful.
Hey, Sobra.
Jesus,
7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 11 years. Come.
Jesus.
So beautiful. Hey, Arajwa.
So
beautiful.
You're beautiful to me, so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, Jesus, you're beautiful, and
Jesus,
you're bright as the morning. Sing song that the angels sing.
Song that the angels sing. Jesus.
Wait. You guys are going to put in 11 CDs 50 pesos. You are putting how much? We are putting how much? 11 cities, 50 pesos. Please, one of my boys doesn't have. You are putting how much? You people are the real lovers of God. I said you are the what? Look, look, if you are pastoring J Church, when they love you and they love you, it's why church, part of the heart is for some boy, part is for God. J Church, you dear. J Church is all, you can see that they are the people who have, these are the people the conference is meant for. How much are you putting in the envelope? I can't hear you. How much? Can we all put that amount inside? When you go, tell your mother that you pick some envelope. It's 11 CDs, 50 pesos. The reverend says, tomorrow you hold your envelope like this and I'll pray for you. Yeah. Tomorrow you hold it. Put the money inside. When you come to church in the morning, don't go and put it in the offering basket in the morning. You bring it here in the evening. Yeah. Go and sit down. K Church, come. K Church.
You're beautiful.
Hey, meaning where we are. K Church, yeah.
To me, so beautiful.
Oh.
And so beautiful. Come on, lift your voice and sing it. And so beautiful, Jesus. And you're beautiful to me. And so beautiful, so beautiful, 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 Jesus, and you're beautiful, and so beautiful.
Okay, church, do you know how much you are putting inside? You are putting in 5 cities. You are putting how much? How much? You have envelope. But I didn't say you don't have envelope. You are putting how much? How much? How much are you putting inside? But you are in K Church, you didn't come. If you are in K Church, please come. Ah, nigga, why are you now coming? Why are you now coming? Why? You didn't hear. You went for my center meeting, you are now coming. You went where?
Where did you go to?
You didn't go anywhere.
Where did you go?
Did you go again?
Jesus.
You are putting in 5 cities. How much? How much? Tomorrow, I'll pray for you. Okay? Clap for them and let them take their seats.
You're sweeter than springtime, purer than sun.
Take out your last offering for today.
Ever my soul will be. Oh, Jesus, you're beautiful.
Lift up your offerings. Lift up your offering. Father, we thank you for our last offering for today. Bless it. Bless it. Bless it. Jesus' name. Amen. Run and come. Come and put your hurry up. Your parents have come to collect you. Bring your second offering. Hurry up. Hey, nobody's minding me, Abeka.
Beautiful. You're Jesus. And you're beautiful.
God bless you.
Come on, let's just sing it.
God bless
and
you.
So beautiful. So beautiful, so beautiful, Jesus, you're beautiful, and so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful, Jesus, and you're beautiful.
Tomorrow, we are closing early so that it's not because we are tired, but because the ashes are waiting for us to clean here for tomorrow's service. Okay. Tomorrow when we close, don't go home. Wait for me, I'll come. Yeah. Tomorrow we are ending it on the grand style. Yeah. You see that after tomorrow, Regina, sit down. You see that after tomorrow, the things you begin to do, you'll be shocked if it were you. Hey! Look at this, my friend was sleeping here. I woke him up, now he's talking. Why are you talking? Come, you come. What are you holding? You are eating popcorn. These are future reverends who are eating popcorn.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So tomorrow when we come, when I come now, when I enter now, I come to collect the microphone. I will finish up. You will begin to do great things for God.
Amen.
God will be happy with you.
Amen.
Yeah. God will be happy with you. Yeah. Put your hands together and let's welcome Pastor Dr. Richard Kweku. Put your hands together for
me. Lord, today.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, are you putting your hands together? Put your hands together for the Lord. Add a shout to it.
That's why I praise you. I lift you up.
Amen. Reverend Nike, you want to say God bless you. God bless you so much for a powerful message. God bless you. God richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's have a seat. We are leaving in the next 2 minutes. So like Rev said, tomorrow he's starting at 3:00. Amen. It means that we must gather before 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so tomorrow we must gather before 3. Don't let your teachers come chasing you. Then you are past there, you are past here. So you are past there, then you have jumped this wall. We have to go and pass here and then look for you to come back. No. The moment you close, just get something to eat and then settle down. Hallelujah. Once the adult church closes, we start. Amen. Is it powerful? And don't forget to bring your envelopes. The envelopes you have taken, don't forget to bring them. All right? And like Rev said, he will pray for everybody. So get ready to be prayed for. When you are coming, invite your friends. Invite your mates. Bring them so that Rev will pray, lay hands on them and pray for all of them. And preach to them as well. Amen. All right, let's rise to our feet and share the grace. Everybody rise to your feet. Turn to your neighbor. Let's share the grace and say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship, contribution, participation, the seed time and harvest of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Powerful. God bless you all. Dancing stars, are you? All right, hurry up. See you all tomorrow. Safe teachers, please, we have a quick meeting with Reverend E.K. Safe teachers, let's all gather quickly.
Purchase.
Teachers, please, let's gather. Teachers.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.